It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you having burritos for lunch?
I had them.
I'm not eating during the show anymore. Probably best.
It's Buzz and I. Look at Buzz and I. We need a cot.
That's right.
We need a cot. We need to stretch out and just to lie on a bed somewhere.
Time for a little nap.
What you need is a shake.
What the hell are you playing?
It's the song.
What are you doing? Are you playing what Sharon wants to hear? Didn't I give you my iPod at a certain point in time?
You keep threatening to and you never have.
I handed it to you. You are so sneaky and so tricky.
Yeah, you
know
what?
In your own little way. I gave it to you. This is like the same way when you used to steal money from me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I handed you my iPod
and
you handed it back. You handed it back to me. You remember that?
No.
I gave it to you like at the beginning of a show.
No, you gave it to me because we were playing the iPod game.
But you were supposed to keep it.
Then why did you take it back?
I didn't take it back. You
then
gave it to me.
Then who has it?
It's in my motorcycle saddlebag.
You should not have accepted it.
It's in my motorcycle. Well, I thought you'd like...
You accepted
it. I thought you'd already taken everything off of there.
I took everything I need.
What was that country song anyway?
It's I Like It, I Love It.
You're listening to
more of it.
Is that why you played it? Because you like it, you love it?
I don't. I just think it's catchy. It's Tim McGraw.
All right, can I give you a request?
This is Tug McGraw's.
How about we do it this way?
Can I give you... Sure.
I'd like just a little more rock and roll.
Okay.
Like good old straight-ahead classic rock.
Okay.
Yeah, deep-cut classic rock. That's
and when
a,
are you coming to my house like to fill your iPod?
Lonesome Joy. I'd love to do that. I mean, Rob has every record that's ever been recorded.
That's true.
And if he doesn't have it on vinyl, which he has a lot of, he has it on CD. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't have it on CD, he's got it on iTunes.
Right.
And he's got a million records.
You should come
just
over.
Amazing. I'd like to do that. You're in Leesburg. You're close. I'll come over and
that's
see
that's right. Come on over. And Buzz, you too.
I'd like that.
I'd like
not
for example, you know how we've given away the tickets to Blues Rocker, George Thorogood? I'd like to hear maybe a little Lonesome George.
Okay.
That would be a lot of
that's
fun.
That's
great.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to mention to you again, it's the biggest party in the world. It's the Party on the Eights, the debut of the Buzz Babes next Friday night. That is 8808 at 8 o'clock. Join us at the great Chantilly Sports Bar Bungalow Billiards. That's 13891 Metro Tech Drive in Chantilly. We're all going to be there. Buzz, you going to be there?
I'm going to be there in my sexy costume.
Yes, you're going to wear that. Right? We're going to get Rob made over. I'm seeing Rob in like a really cool, like brightly colored shirt.
I know, but it worries me that you're so wrapped up in his appearance when we have all these beautiful women in low-cut costumes.
Well, I'm going to look at them, too. But, I mean, I want it to be, you know, there's going to be something for everybody.
I understand. That's exactly right,
I
Mike.
Think everybody's going to...
Do you crave a sexy man?
I'm actually not making any plans all day Friday because I want everybody to bring it. Right. I want to be so ready for this. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to stay in bed all day until showtime. Going to come in here, do the show. Mm-hmm. Going to be halfway through this show and my mind's already going to be out in Chantilly.
Right. Yep.
There we go.
And you know what? Another treat. I'll be drinking during that show.
Yes, that's right. In honor of your weight loss.
And so. I'll be ready to go because it's been a while since I've cracked one.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You guys ready to play Power of 10?
Yeah.
All right. Rob gave me the breakdown. Here's the way the Power of 10 works. We got people from all over the country that are getting ready to play the game.
Their shirts are off.
It's quite simple. We're going to ask you a series of true false questions. It starts with a dollar, and then you move on all the way up to the ladder. If you get all the way through the power of 10, you will take home. Are you ready for this?
I'm yes.
Ready. 512 American dollars. We get halfway through this thing, and we're not even close to getting a winner.
Uh-huh.
We're going to double the prize money.
You're out of your mind.
I know I'm out of my mind.
Because the money doubles with every correct answer, Mike.
Yeah, but we'd start with like $2. What would that end up with, you know?
Well, if we double it if we start at 2,
right. Uh-huh.
It would be 1,024.
That's what we did one time. We might do that again.
We did do that.
If we're not going to give it away, let's triple it.
Hey, will somebody hand me like a big fat Sharpie so I can line out those questions so I don't repeat them?
If only I had one.
All right.
Here comes one now.
You know what we have? We have toys in this studio. We don't have anything handy.
We have a gnome.
We have a gnome.
Such a bitch mode.
I thought the studio looked excessively straight when I got here today.
I noticed that, too.
I don't know why, but...
Well, I don't think so. Let's go to... this is Brad in Albuquerque. I got one. Thank you. Brad in Albuquerque, New Mexico. How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How is your shirt situation?
My shirt situation is doing all right.
No, you don't understand. See, when you play the power of 10, you have to remove your shirt.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm in a public place at the moment, but I suppose I could do that.
Appreciate it. That's what you have to do to play the power of the 10 and also always respect the power of the 10.
Respect it.
Very, very important.
But what about
like
the power of 10?
Yes, the power of 10. Okay, smart guy. You ready to play the game?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, start with $1 all the way to 10, and you get 512 American dollars, and here we go.
Here we go.
It would be impossible to make ice cream from the milk of a bat. Ooh. True or false?
Well, bats are mammals, so I guess they probably feed their young with some kind of milk, and any milk technically...
Now, before you answer, because you're going off on a whole little thing, hearing the sound of your voice here, I want to tell you the question again, just so you don't mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
It would the question is, it would be impossible to make ice cream from the milk of a bat. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
I'm terribly sorry.
Wow.
It's false. And no explanation.
Make ice cream?
That's what's true. You could make ice cream out of any milk product. Sorry about that, Brad. Thanks for playing the game. Let's go to, I like this name.
They used to have it at Howard Johnson.
Jedediah.
Oh, Jedediah.
Jedediah. You don't hear that name very much. We're not in the Old West. You're from Maine, Jedediah, aren't you?
That is true, sir.
What a wonderful name it is. You ready to play the Power of 10?
Thank you. Yes, I am. Uh-huh.
Jedediah, I like your voice. I like your name. And here's your very first question.
All right.
Employees at Google's headquarters eat all three meals a day for free. True or false?
Oh, jeez. I haven't worked there in so long.
I'll say it to you again. Employees at Google's headquarters eat all three meals a day for free.
I'm going to say false.
I am sorry.
Wow.
We are not even getting out of the starting gates. It is true. They get them all for free. Thanks for calling
in.
Sorry about that.
Ooh. The power of 10 is a cruel mistress.
And you know what? First two guys, not in my opinion, not respecting
respect.
Power of 10.
No, I'm not seeing it.
I want to hear respect.
Right. Got to hear that proper respect for the game. Let's go to Greenbelt, Maryland. And Josh. Josh, are you there?
I am, Mike.
How are you, Josh?
My shirt is off and I'm pretty cold.
Yeah, very good. Okay, it sounds like maybe you might be respecting the power of 10. Let's go with your $1 question.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what cellulite is, but cellulite is a serious skin condition where dimples in your skin get so deep that they cause the skin to crack and flake off in sections as large as coffee saucers.
Oh.
I'll give that to you. That's a long one.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
We all know what cellulite is. But cellulitis, I knew I didn't read it the right way.
Oh,
we all know what cellulite is, but cellulitis is a serious skin condition where dimples in your skin get so deep they cause cracks and flake off in sections as large as coffee saucers.
I say false.
False is correct.
Hey.
That is baloney, though it is a real skin condition. It's not like the one that I described. Are you ready to go up to your $2 question?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go, Josh. In both Maine and... What happened to our music?
It ended.
It's queuing.
Well, I know it ended.
It's recycling.
It was queuing.
In both Maine and Vermont, prisoners are allowed to vote by absentee ballot. True or false?
False.
Oh, a cruel mistress.
In both Maine and Vermont, prisoners are allowed to vote by absentee ballot. Oh, I thought you'd get that one, Josh. Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you.
Boy, see, this is why we really consider... upping the ante on
the
power of 10.
I loved his respect, though.
Yes, he had respect. Let's go to Dwayne in St. Mary's County, Maryland. Hello, Dwayne.
Hello, Mike.
Is it St. Mary's County or St. Mary's City?
St. Mary's County.
St. Mary's County. How you doing today, Dwayne?
I'm very good, very good.
You have your shirt off?
I do indeed.
Very good. Let's play the power of 10, and I hope you get further than some of our previous contestants. Nobody getting out of the box really fast
Nobody's
today.
Gotten past question two.
Nice
Here's
box.
Question number one, Dwayne. Nice box. She is box. That Corey Feldman's wife is box.
She is. She's a very box Feldman.
Thanks to Joe Ardinger for bringing that naked picture in.
Yeah.
All right, here's your number one question, your $1 question. When engineers have needed to run wires into places that no man can reach, they have been known to tie those wires to ferrets and have them do it. I'll give it to you one more time, okay, Dwayne? When engineers have needed to run wires into places that no man can reach, they have been known to tie those wires to ferrets and have them do it. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Wow.
Wow.
This method has been employed since World War II, and it is still used today.
Our
it
engineers
is true.
Use it, yes.
Sorry.
Hey, it also makes for some great coffee parties.
Exactly. What are you going to do? You're not going to do anything because you just lost. Let's go to Sean in Spokane, Washington. Hi, Sean.
Hi, how you doing?
Sean, is your shirt off?
Yes, it is.
Sean, this game is tough today. I swear to God. This is why we occasionally play the power of five, and sometimes when Charlie's here, we play the power of one. Are you ready for your $1 question?
Yes, I am.
Dodgeball was not invented in China, But during World War II, Japanese soldiers played the game to torment their Chinese prisoners. True or false?
True.
Oh, man. That is false.
It ends so quickly,
These
doesn't
are
it?
So tough.
They
Sean, thanks
really
for playing the game.
Today.
We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye. Everybody's so depressed, too.
And what are we playing?
We are playing The Power of Ten. You want up the ante?
I've got the double chart for you.
Bring the double chart.
Remember to respect the power of 10.
Please respect the power of 10. All right.
Now you have to respect it twice as much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Your first question is going to be worth $2. And we have Chris is on the line. Chris, we have just upped the ante because no one is getting out of the box on the power of 10 today.
Yeah, Chris.
All right. We'll give it a shot.
Very good. Hey, Chris, is your shirt off?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Hey, Chris, are you smart?
Not very.
Ah, okay. All right, we'll see what happens. First question is worth $2. You get all the way through 10. $1,024. Beth Ann, do we have that in the kitty? $1,000 to give away, or do I have to, like, write a personal check?
Does it matter?
Yes, write a personal check, Mike. I'm going to get Will Travers on the phone to double check to see how much money we have and find out if you're gay.
It's really none of their business.
Very good. Yes, we don't have that money in the kitty right now?
We have it.
We have it good.
True.
I don't think you have to worry about it. Okay. All right, Chris, are you ready for your $2 question?
Absolutely.
Workers in vaults who handle lots of gold bars wear special metal shoes to protect their feet in case they drop one of the bars.
Uh-huh.
I'll give that to you one more time. Workers in vaults who handle lots of gold bars wear special metal shoes to protect their feet in case they drop one of the bars. True or false?
True.
True is correct.
Yes. Now we're getting somewhere.
The shoes are made of magnesium, which is light like aluminum, but much stronger. Finally made it through that page.
That's how I make my Birkenstocks.
That is great.
You've got $2. You ready to play for $4?
Yes, sir.
God, I haven't even been able to ask anybody if they wanted to proceed.
That's true.
Here is your $4 question. The Empire State Building was completed ahead of schedule and under budget. True or false?
True.
True is right for $4. No other explanation. They just got it done.
First contestant to get two right.
Very, very good. Would you like to play for $8 American, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're listening to Chris from Kansas. Chris is playing The Power of 10.
You know you could keep your $4.
Yes, and walk away.
Go home a winner.
Or you could play for $8, which he indicates he wants to do. So let's play. For $8 American, in the Tennessee town where Jack Daniel's whiskey is distilled, it's illegal to buy, sell, or drink alcohol. I'll give it to you one more time, okay, Chris? In the Tennessee town where Jack Daniel's whiskey is distilled, it's illegal to buy, sell, or drink alcohol. True or false?
That is true.
I am terribly sorry.
Down goes Chris.
That is false. But believe it or not, this was true until 1995.
I was looking at the pre-95 laws.
Yeah. An exception was always made for hooch sold directly from the distillery.
Ah.
So, and you've seen the ads for Jack Daniel's distillery.
It's Lynchburg, sure. Tennessee.
Sorry about that, Chris. Thanks for playing the game. Got to let you go, okay? Oh, I'm sorry he was asking for something. Well, I don't know what he wanted, but he can't get it.
Have it.
Mark from Odenton. How are you, Mark?
Very well, Mike. Very well.
Mark, is your shirt off today, sir?
My shirt is off, the AC is on, and my man erasers are pointy.
And are you going to respect the power of 10?
I will absolutely respect the power of 10.
I believe him.
The best guy so far has been Chris. He got pretty far along. If you make it all the way through 10 questions, you will receive $1,024. You can stop at any time, from $2 to $4, $8, $16, $32, $64. Anytime you can stop the game. Mm-hmm. But if you play through it all the way, you can win $1,000. $1,024 to be exact. You ready to play the game?
I am ready.
All right. We are playing with Mark from Odenton, Maryland.
Yes.
What is that sound I'm hearing in the background?
I'm at a gas station.
Okay. You filling up as we speak?
Yep.
Well, that's not respecting the power of 10.
No, not at all. You're going to need focus. Haven't you seen what this game has done to people?
Are you multitasking? Are you actually putting gas in your car and listening at the same time and talking on the phone?
I'm afraid I have to be honest, and yes, I am. I will stop everything immediately.
Thank you.
Mark, this game has destroyed stronger men than you.
Let's see what happens. This could be the fluke we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Doubt it.
Here is your $2 question. The guy who came up with the slogan, Make Love, Not War, also invented the first vibrating love toy. Hello, what are you doing? I'm hearing, sounds in the background. What are you doing there?
I'm sitting here waiting on you.
Okay. The guy who came up with the slogan, Make Love Not War, also invented the first vibrating love toy 30 years earlier. True or false?
False.
True.
Ah.
Terribly sorry.
That's
so
pain
long,
in the ass.
Thanks for playing the game. Too much noise. That genius's name was Gershon Legman.
Legman?
He's also famous for compiling multiple books of dirty jokes.
Wow.
Hold on. Really?
Yeah, he gave
Gershon
and gave.
Legman. That's the name
of You wouldn't think he would have
been like
Buzz
Legman. Going, yeah, that's his name.
Yeah, gave and gave.
We actually played tennis together back in Newport.
You wouldn't think he would be a Legman.
All right, we got time for a couple more contestants, and then we're going to have to call it a day. We're playing for $1,000. Ready to talk to Tommy, boys?
Yeah. Let's
All right, Tommy from Alexandria. There, Tommy?
Yes.
And is it Thomas, Tom, or Tommy?
Tom's fine.
All right, Tom, you ready to play the game
Tom
for $2? Is your shirt off?
Shirtless and respecting the power of 10.
There you go.
Good
I
luck,
like this.
Tommy.
No
nice.
Sounds in the background. Tommy, here's your first question. At the current rate, the world will face a severe elastic shortage within 20 years. I'll give it to you again. At the current rate, the world will face a severe elastic shortage within 20 years.
False.
False is correct.
Hey,
elastic is made from artificial materials, not natural ones, so we can't really run out of it. That's the way it works.
Thank God I was about to stock up on slacks.
And incidentally, that's something Buzz would say right there. That's written like Buzz.
Yeah.
Elastic is made from artificial materials, not natural ones, so we can't really run out of it.
That's true.
He'd say that. All right, are you ready for your $4 question?
He like has.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go for $4. Lindsay Lohan changed her middle name from D to Morgan because she thought it sounded more professional. True or false? Lindsay Lohan changed her middle name from D to Morgan because she thought it sounded more professional.
True.
True is correct. True. You have $4. Would you like to play for $8?
I would love to play for $8.
All right. This is good. I'm feeling good about this. Do I hear young ones in the background?
Yeah, just a family getting out of the car next to me.
All right, very good. Here we go. That's okay. It's okay to have a family.
Family affairs.
It's a good thing to have a family. I watch The Untouchables. Hirsute area, including eyelashes. Pubic lice can get into any hirsute area, including eyelashes. True or false?
True.
True is right for $8. This is good.
So are you winking at me or not?
Hey, baby. Hey, now we're getting serious here. You got $8. You can actually walk away, Tommy, or you can play for $16. What are you going to do?
Let's do $16.
$16 question. Here it is. In Switzerland,
yes.
Toblerone, as in the girthy triangular-shaped chocolate bar, is a common slang term for manitalia. I'll give it to you one more time. In Switzerland, Toblerone, as in the girthy triangular-shaped chocolate bar, is common slang term for man parts.
False.
False is correct for $16.
Four in a row.
That's right. It's the candy. Isn't it made in Switzerland?
I believe it is, and it's not very good candy.
All right. It's decision time for you, sir. You have to make that decision. Are you ready, Tommy? Do you play for... Are we up to the $16 question? We're up to the $32 question.
He
right?
has 16. He's playing for 32.
Do you want to play for 32 or take your $16 and run?
No, let's go for it.
Oh, don't be a fool, man.
We're
going.
I think he's respecting the power
he's of doing great.
We're playing for $32. Here is question number 5.
Uh-huh.
Per capita, the country with the largest percentage of origami enthusiasts is the Netherlands. I'll give that to you one more time.
Common knowledge, really.
Per capita, the country with the largest percentage of origami enthusiasts is the Netherlands.
Remember, this is per capita.
True or false?
I'm going false.
I am so sorry.
It's per capita.
Once again, the power of 10 has overcome. You have actually failed on this. It is a fact. The country with the largest percentage of origami enthusiasts is the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Tommy from Alexandria, you are the best moneymaker today. Even though you don't get to keep it, you will get a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, 100% cotton, and a salute to this business of show. Okay, Tommy?
I appreciate the t-shirt.
Thanks so much for calling
in. Good job.
And thanks to all the people. Oh, I just hung up on him. I hope we can get him back on the line. Tommy, call back. We'll get you your t-shirt.
Yeah.
That was a tough power of 10.
He did well.
That means next time we play, it's going to have to be knocked down to the power of 5.
I think so.
Where at least there's a fighting chance.
Right.
Like there always was at the Beth McBride table. Well, that was fun. I love that game. That is my favorite game to play. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
I think they do.
Some people call it Holland.
You know, it's been a tough economy, gentlemen. We know about that, right? Things are tough out there, especially in the real estate markets. We're going to talk to a lady that has given up trying to sell her house, and she's going to give it away to you.
Wow.
Nice thing about her is she's a former diva for the WWE.
She's hot.
She has magnificent breasts.
Yes.
Her name was Marlena when she was with the WWE. She now goes by Terry Reynolds. We'll talk to her about her wrestling career, her house giveaway, and her body.
Yes, please.
Body. We come up right after this, coming up on the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.